Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, fans of Jurassic Park, this might appeal to you. A US genetics company is trying to recreate long extinct animals, including the woolly mammoth and the dodo. Colossal Biosciences, based in Dallas, Texas, say the science is sound. It's merely a question of time and funding, and they're hopeful of success by 2028. So just how realistic is this ambition and how ethical is it? We're joined now by Aoife McLysett, Professor of Evolutionary Genetics in Trinity College Dublin. And Aoife, you're welcome. Do you know this company, Colossal Biosciences?
I hadn't heard about them before the news reports, no. So I just learned about them from these articles that have been coming out. But yeah, it is interesting what they're saying they'll do, because they are saying that they will essentially try to, you know, recreate something like a woolly mammoth and perhaps reintroduce them to the wild, which is an extraordinary proposition.
It absolutely is. So how, what's the science then behind how they would plan to do this? I mean, are we in Jurassic Park here where they find the DNA in some amber or whatever it was?
It's different from that because we actually do have mammoth DNA, at least partially degraded mammoth DNA that was extracted from fossils. And so it has been possible to look at that and analyze it. And people in the past have talked about, you know, trying to do the Jurassic Park type approach, which was to take that DNA and patch up the broken bits, which is what they did in Jurassic Park in the story. But it seems that in this company, they're talking about doing something different. So they would start from elephant DNA and then try to modify the elephant DNA so that it would have more of the characteristics of a woolly mammoth. So you'd be talking about changing bits of the DNA so that it would presumably get hairier, because that's one of the obvious characteristics of the mammoth. Also, these enormous tusks it has are much bigger than an elephant, and the animal itself is much, much bigger. But I would say that it's not actually a mammoth, it's a hairy elephant. So it wouldn't be a mammoth. It would just be, in my opinion. So they're recreating something that is very similar. Their proposal is to recreate something that's very similar to a mammoth. And, you know, it's in terms of the science, I mean, there's lots of bits of that would be plausible right now in terms of it is possible to edit DNA. People have probably heard before of this technology that's called CRISPR or the CRISPR-Cas9. People talk about it, which is essentially an experimental device that allows you to change specific letters in the DNA. And if you change the right ones, then that can have an effect, a desired effect, like making them hairier or bigger tusks and things like that.
Okay.
The challenge is, though, that sometimes some of these traits are quite difficult and complex at a genetic level. So changing them wouldn't be so trivial. And something like size is probably one of those examples.
Yeah.
So, you know, the mammoth is much bigger. And if you take, for example, human height, if as an example of how the genetics of these things is complex, if you were to ask me there, you know, as a geneticist using all of the knowledge I have of genetics, here's a newborn baby, how tall will this baby grow as an adult? I wouldn't ask for a DNA sample. I'd actually just ask you for the height of the parents, because that's the simplest way of knowing. At a genetic level, it's really, really complex. There's probably, last time I checked, 200 different factors that influence the height, even though it's a very, very heritable trait. You turn out very much like your parents.
Okay.
So some of these things are not so easy to change.
Okay. So say they do, with all those caveats that you've included, do manage to come up with some sort of combination that resembles a woolly mammoth or a big hairy elephant. where's the animal made, for want of a better way of putting it? I mean, is there going to be gestation? Do we know? Is this in a lab?
There has to be gestation. There's no substitute for that, at least at the moment. So that means they need to find a surrogate mother elephant. And if they did make it larger, like more towards the size of a mammoth, then you'd be talking about it being a very challenging pregnancy for a normal sized female elephant. The baby elephant, the baby hairy elephant mammoth, would be probably too large for her to carry in a normal safe pregnancy. So that's already an ethical challenge. And then if they were talking about doing this as, you know, with a view to reintroducing them to the wild, they're not talking about doing it once then. They're talking about doing lots of these and creating a herd of them. And so that has its own ethical implications then in terms of the animal welfare. And then where do they put them, you know? And one of the things about,
I mean, where is the wild for a woolly mammoth now?
And I mean, where they used to live, I mean, they used to live in Siberia and North America. And they went extinct pretty much naturally. So it's not a case like the dodo where they were hunted to extinction by humans in, you know, our recent past. They were hunted, but the prevailing view is not that they were hunted to extinction. The most, I suppose, the accepted view on it is that they went extinct because they were adapted to really, really cold climates. And after the end of the last ice age, those adaptations to the cold were actually a disadvantage.
Okay, they didn't need the hair.
And so they went. Yeah, they have all like the hair and they have a lot of fatty deposits to keep warm and all of this. So they were adapted to the cold and they just didn't do well in the new climate. And so, and this is what happens, unfortunately, you know, if we talk about like the history of life on this planet, 99% of the species that ever lived have gone extinct. And this is a normal course of events. So when people talk about conservation projects and these kind of things, they're usually talking about reversing human damage, you know, where we have destroyed a habitat, either deliberately or inadvertently, where animals have been hunted to extinction, or where, you know, pesticides and things like this that had these knock-on effects. It could be that if you did go down this road, and let's imagine they do make a herd of big hairy elephants and they release them somewhere, that could actually have devastating consequences on some other aspect of life in that area.
Exactly. So that brings me to my final question, to quote Jurassic Park, to wrap it all up, Dr. Ian Malcolm, saying your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
That phrase, that quote came into my mind today as well. Yeah. So I think it is an interesting project. It's interesting to know, is it possible? Can we edit the DNA to get the desired outcomes in a kind of a research setting, which could be done with smaller animals? I wouldn't be in favor of releasing a big herd of hairy elephants.
No, Justin is wondering, where would they live? I know you mentioned North America. I'd love to hear what North Americans would have to say about that.
Yeah.
Look, it's fascinating to speak to you, Aoife, and thank you so much for joining us. That is Aoife McLeisat, a Professor of Evolutionary Genetics in Trinity College Dublin. Can let us know what you think to 51551.